It's on Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verses 2 through 9. I'd like to read this to you. Verse 2, at that time the Lord said to Joshua, make for yourselves flint knives and circumcise again the sons of Israel the second time. So Joshua made himself flint knives and circumcised the sons of Israel at Gibeath Haaroth. This is the reason why Joshua circumcised them. All the people who came out of Egypt who were males, all the men of war, died in the wilderness along the way after they came out of Egypt. For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness along the way, as they came out of Egypt, had not been circumcised. For the sons of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nations, that is, the men of war who came out of Egypt, perished, because they did not listen to the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord had sworn that he would not let them see the land which the Lord had sworn to their fathers to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Their children, whom he raised up in their place, Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised along the way. Now, when they had finished circumcising all the nations, they remained in their places in the camp until they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you, so that the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day. And so I'd like you to know that we don't circumcise physically anymore. We circumcise our hearts. And this was a covenant. A covenant is an agreement that you make with God, and it stays on you for the rest of your life. And this covenant they made was 2 weeks before Passover. And we have in our lives a wedding, a marriage covenant that we make with each other. And sometimes along the way we decide that we need to renew it. And so this is an appropriate time to renew the marriage covenant of Bob and Elizabeth Williams, because it's 2 weeks before Passover, exactly when Joshua did his renewal of the covenant with his people, his circumcision. And this is of the heart of those two. And so I would ask those who are standing by for Bob and Elizabeth to come forward now. Those who are standing with them, off to the sides, please. If everybody could rise, and we will. Normally the bride comes down to meet the groom, but they're already married, so we think it's appropriate that they would come down together, don't you? Because they are echad. Amen. Just as beautiful as when you got married. Maybe a little more of you. Switch. I knew that was going to happen. You may be seated, please. We are all gathered together on this special occasion with thanksgiving for God's gift of marriage. We come to recognize and renew the marriage vows that Bob and Elizabeth had taken many years ago. We come to ask God's blessing on their marriage as we look to the future. Holy matrimony was instituted by God, right? It is regulated by his commandments and was blessed by our Lord Yeshua. So it should be held in honor among all people. Let us therefore remember that God has established and set apart marriage for the welfare and happiness of the human family. Therefore, our Savior has declared that a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. In the Berit Chadashah, our Lord has instructed those who enter marriage to cherish a mutual esteem and love, to share in each other's infirmities and weakness, to comfort each other in sickness, trouble, and sorrow, to provide for each other, to pray for and encourage each other, and to live together as heirs of the grace of life. Amen. And so, you have a daughter who's going to read some scripture. She didn't task her. Okay, well, we don't have the scripture reading. Then in a traditional Jewish wedding, there are 7 blessings that we say over the bride and the groom. And so after the first blessing, you each will drink from this cup of wine. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. And this next blessing is for a tone of humility. Marriage serves divine goals for his glory. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates all things for your glory. You may drink, please. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, creator of man. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who created man and woman in your image, fashioning woman from man as his mate, that together they might perpetuate life. Blessed are you, O Lord, creator of man. May Zion rejoice as her children are restored to her in joy. Praised are you, O Lord, who causes Zion to rejoice at her children's return. And grant perfect joy to these loving companions as you did to the first man and woman in the Garden of Eden. Blessed are you, O Lord, who grants the joy of bride and groom. And in this final blessing, God will meet material needs, find happiness and joy in one another. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who created joy and gladness, bride and groom, mirth, song, delight, and rejoicing, love and harmony, peace and companionship. O Lord our God, may there ever be heard in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem voices of joy and gladness, voices of bride and groom, the jubilant voices of those joined in marriage under the bridal canopy, the chuppah, the voices of young people feasting and singing. Blessed are you, O Lord, who causes the groom to rejoice with his bride. Did you drink? Oh, good. Okay, so you have some vows, right? We're going to do the vows and then the ketubah after kadosh. We're going to do the vows and then we're going to do this, the kadosh, and then we're going to do the ketubah. And I need the microphone. Would you give me that right there? Hold that for, give that to Bob. Thank you. We're recording this for posterity.
Oh my. Beloved Elizabeth, I am so grateful to Hashem for bringing us together as one, Echad, and for being with us all these years and keeping us together through all of life's ups and downs. If Hashem hadn't been with us, we would have been consumed by troubles. I'm so blessed to have such a wonderful wife who stuck through me through it all. Thank you so much. In addition to the vows written on the ketubah that we'll sign, to love, honor, cherish, and lead you, I promise to always appreciate you and never take you for granted. I promise to rejoice with you in good times and support and bear with you in bad times. I promise to stand up for what is good and right and true, and to lead our family in the way that we should go. I appreciate all the ways that you encourage me and have through so much. And I promise also to encourage you in the Lord. And there are no marriages free of conflict, but in times of conflict, I promise to seek to understand you and your feelings and get off your air hose so that you can breathe. And I'll remember that you are my beloved who cares so deeply for me and wants the best for me. Only then will I seek to be understood by you. In all things and at all times, I promise to put you second, for Hashem is to have the first place in all. I promise to put him first and build our lives on his firm foundation, the Messiah and the teaching of his holy word. I promise I will fall 1,000 times, but then I'll get up. This is how I will love you, by the strength Hashem provides, now and forever, to death do us part.
Robert, today on this day, when we come out of our wilderness, out of the mission, out of everywhere I followed you, today, in addition to what is written in our ketubah, I am promising to be your biggest cheerleader. I promise to rejoice in your triumphs and encourage you when you're down and lift you up when you've fallen. I promise to give you the respect that you deserve. I, too, will get off your air hose. The respect you deserve as the leader of our home, and to follow you in the same manner I follow Yeshua, without grumbling or complaining. I promise to be your helpmate and to work with you to build a home where Yeshua is honored by the observance of Torah. But most of all, I promise to be by your side through all that life may throw our way, so that the whole world will know the greatness of our God and what an awesome, tremendous husband he has given to me.
Amen. We're going to dance now.
Oh. who is and who is to come.
Amen. And as in a typical Jewish wedding, we have a ketubah, a marriage contract, that both have signed. They want to read that to us now. It says they made their own ketubah.
We haven't signed yet.
You haven't signed it. So you want to sign it now?
Sign while they play the song.
Why don't they? What song? Okay. Why don't you read it and then you'll sign, because you may not want to agree with it.
On the seventh day of the week, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the year 5772, which corresponds to the 24th day of March in the year 2012 in Omaha, Nebraska, the husband, Robert Dwayne Williams, and the wife, Elizabeth Johanna Williams, joined each other, surrounded by family, friends, and their faith community, to renew their vows of marriage. With love and compassion, each said to the other, "My beloved, our marriage is built on trust and faithfulness, our trust in the Lord and faithfulness to His word, and our trust in and faithfulness to each other. We are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. Our love and our marriage shall abide forever. And as the mountains are around Jerusalem, so the Lord shall continue to surround us in His love and care." More than 10 years ago, we entered into a holy covenant as husband and wife, according to the tradition of Moses and Israel in Messiah. Today, we celebrate and reaffirm our commitment to one another, knowing that our love has grown ever deeper. We promise, by the example given us by Yeshua our Messiah, and through the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, that we will treat each other with kindness, gentleness, courtesy, and respect, each of us putting the needs of the other before our own. The husband promised the wife, "I, Robert Williams, renew my vows to love, protect, honor, and cherish you as my wife, continuing to value everything that you bring to this union, to appreciate the qualities that make you a wonderful wife. I will be your confidant, your counsel, your friend, and your lover. I will strive to be the man and the husband that God created me to be. I will endeavor to love and lead you as Messiah loves and leads his Kahila Kadosh, for whom he laid down his life."
And the wife promised the husband, "I, Elizabeth Williams, renew my vows to love, respect, cherish, and honor you as my husband, to appreciate and value the qualities that make you a wonderful husband. I will submit to you as to Adonai, knowing that you will lead me with love and integrity. I will endeavor to be the woman and the wife God created me to be." Together they promised, "We will cherish and guard our life together in good times and bad, and make our home a place where the wisdom of Torah outshines the wit of the householder, where the weary and worn find hospitality and welcome, a place of ahava, love, tikva, hope, and shalom, peace, a place where chesed, grace and mercy and loving kindness fills the air as the Shekinah filled the Beit HaMikdash."
So now, having agreed to these, you'll sign. Here. Amen. Let's pray. Abba, we acknowledge that you have designed the pattern of the family to include marriage that endures the changes of the years. We thank you for Bob and Elizabeth, who celebrate 10 years of married life together. We praise you for the commitment that binds their hearts in Christian love, for the way they have enabled them to keep their vows in all the changing circumstances of life. We ask that you might bless them with continued health. We pray for their children and maybe some grandchildren, that from this example they might be encouraged to have committed marriages in their homes too. Use this time of renewal to encourage and strengthen each of us who are here today. May we be given renewed grace to serve you all the days of our life, and this we pray in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah. Amen. In a few minutes, I'm going to make a pronouncement, and after I do the pronouncement, Bob is going to break a glass that's by his foot. And that glass that he's going to break is for our lost temple that we lost in the year 70 AD. But it also serves as a reminder of the frailty of human character. It means patience, kindness, and forbearance in the relationship. And it also talks about the transitoriness of life. We're just ships passing through, aren't we? But we have eternal life in Yeshua HaMashiach. Since you have made these, and everybody, when you break the glass, is going to yell Mazel Tov, and then we're all going to celebrate. Okay? You all know how to celebrate?
Yeah.
Duh. Since they have made these commitments before God and these witnesses by the authority of God and the laws of the state of Nebraska, I now renew your marriage vows as man and wife. You are now echad again, continually, in Yeshua HaMashiach. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha Ya'er Adonai panav v'lecha v'chunecha Yisaha Adonai panav v'lecha v'yasem lecha Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord be gracious unto you and shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. B'shem Yeshua Mishukenu. Amen. Mazel Tov!
Mazel Tov!
Nagila Feinish Hava, Nagila Hava, Nagila Hava, Nagila Venus Vaka, Hava, Nevaninya, Hava, Nevaninya, Hava, Nevaninya, Venus Vaka. Hurrah, King, bless the mayor. Hurrah, King, bless the mayor. Hurrah, King, hurrah,